The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There are problems with the oversharing on social media too, but I think it's more in this context of conversation. And I think if you're inclined towards what I think you have to also be aware of is that it can be a kind of a bid for connection, as I say, with somebody, you know, kind of, you know, sort of telling them more as though it's an assumed kind of connection. But in fact, it can push people away. People feel uncomfortable, as you've said and I've said here.
Are there people who are naturally oversharers?
Yes, I think so. There are people who are less boundaried. They are less inclined to hold in their, you know, what they want. They're also, maybe people who are more inclined to it need more validation, so they are inclined to kind of find a way with you quickly to connect and have that assumed kind of connection with you. So some people are a little more inclined, and I think it's when people are a little more nervous socially, a little less sure of themselves, perhaps even a little less confident, because when you are more confident, you're inclined to know what is private and what is yours and what indeed is other people's, because it's about seeing other people's boundaries too. Like, do you tell in intimacy about somebody who hasn't yet had a chance to give their permission for that intimacy or that privacy to be, you know, that particular piece of news to be passed forward? It's about some information belongs to other people. It doesn't belong to you just because you know it.
Yeah. For example, you know, if someone had a miscarriage, lost a baby, it's not correct. Up to you to share that information with others.
Exactly.
In time, if they want to, they'll share that information with anyone who's relevant.
Because in a way, you're taking away their control of that whole narrative and what can come from it with people ringing, etc. So it's just an example of it, that there are boundaries around other people and boundaries around yourself that you need to respect. And if they can be a bit loose. So if you're inclined to that, you may notice that people are, you know, take note if people are kind of joking with you about it and saying, oh, you know, you're always the first to tell and you know everybody's business and, you know, kind of maybe trying to tell you nicely that maybe you're saying too much. Try and listen to that. The other thing, I often refer to this, funny, even in my own work, that I was in the company of somebody once and somebody was referring to, say, the sexuality of somebody else. And this girl, I just thought it was so simple. And she just said, really sorry, I'm just not comfortable with this conversation. And she didn't spoil anything. She was still lovely, but she just wasn't comfortable with it. And you know, I thought what I took from it was everybody in that room actually thought, I should have thought of that. You know,
yeah.
So somebody can lead a little bit on these things. And so it's okay to, you can do it without confrontation. I think you can push people back and just say, well, everybody has difficult times. And how are you now at the moment? Or what are you doing? You know, just try and, as I say, acknowledge and shift the conversation. I think if you are inclined to do it, I think you have to be really intentional about not talking. Mm. You have to notice it and you have to say to yourself, I'm going to be the listener in this piece for the beginning. I'm going to be the one who asks how other people are for the beginning. And then I will share. But try and practice at holding on to your own sort of story for a little while, because you will see it even in the street. You will see people you know, sharing, sort of wanting to share. So I see that out of a loneliness. I'm sure you've spotted that yourself. Sometimes people will strike up a conversation and before you know it, they're telling you half their life story. And it's partly because they really do need to talk to people. You know, they need somebody to connect with in the day. And some people do live alone and don't have many people. And so I think it's an extension of that, but gone all wrong.
Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us. Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.